الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما الأعمال بالنية، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected listeners, the last lesson we have discussed various aspects. For example, we have mentioned about wahi and its definition. And also, when we defined who is a Nabi and who is a Rasul, in our definition, we mentioned that a Nabi is a divinely appointed human being, a divinely appointed person. So we explained what is the significance and importance of divinely appointed. Also, we have explained concerning the dreams of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Further on, we mentioned in our previous lesson that as a Muslim, we believe in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, all the prophets of Allah, and rejection of one tantamount to denial of all. In concluding the previous lesson, we mentioned that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophets of Allah, they executed the responsibility of conveying the message of Tawheed without failure or falter, and they did not hide the message to their communities for fear of repercussions from the communities. They conveyed their message irrespective of the harassment. That is why it is mentioned in the Quran Kareem that previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that they were killed without any cause, they were killed unjustly. يقتلون الأنبياء بغير الحق. They were, Anbiya alayhi salam, were killed unjustly. Respected listeners, continuing our beliefs concerning prophets and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, and we are His creation. And the creator is far superior and above the creation. The creation cannot equal the creator. This status and this rank and position and this difference we must know. The creator is divine, and the creation is the creation of that divinity. The creation is not divine. Respected elders, after amongst the creation, we have got Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the most superior amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Anbiya alayhi salam, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come next in rank. After the Anbiya alayhi salam, after the prophets of Allah, come the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst the Sahaba, amongst the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the rightly guided Khalifs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come the rightly guided Khalifs, namely Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After the Khulafa'i Rashidin come the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 Sahaba who were given glad tidings during the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one city. Then come the other Sahaba. For example, those who participated in the Battle of Badr, then those who participated in the Bayt Ridwan, the allegiance of Ridwan. After that come the Anbiya, after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam come the Sahaba, after the Sahaba come the Saints, the Awliya, the Walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of Saints, cannot equal the lowest of Sahaba, companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba, the highest of the Sahaba, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cannot equal any Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the highest, he is the most superior amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So briefly what we have got, the sequence, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator who has no equal and independent. After him come Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After him come the Anbiya alayhi salam, the Prophets of Allah. After the Prophets of Allah come the Sahaba, come the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst the Sahaba we have got the Khulafa'i Rashidin, the Khalifs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Khalifs of the Muslims, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Then the Ashra Mubashara, the 10 chosen ones. And after that, the remaining Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the Awliya Ikram, the Saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This sequence we must understand, and this is our belief. Another point concerning the Prophets, our belief is that all of them were born believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Technically speaking, we call this that all the Anbiya alayhi salam were born muwahid. They were born believing in the tawheed, in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Every Nabi and every Rasul that came on the surface of the earth believed from birth that Allah is one. And that is the message they conveyed and they proclaimed and they propagated unto mankind. We have got proof of this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the life of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, the life of Jesus Christ alayhi salam. And when Hazrat Maryam, the mother of Jesus Christ, the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, when she brought the baby, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, to the community, then she knew that the people will inquire from her, that where have you got this baby from? Where did you bring the baby from? You come from a noble family, you come from a noble lineage, your father is a pious person, and your progeny is good, you come from a righteous background, where did you bring this baby from? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed her that when these questions are posed, that she must fast. And fasting in those days meant, besides not eating and drinking, it also meant not speaking, not talking. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this age has made fasting very easy for us, that we can talk and we can speak and we can transact and deal. Could you imagine that in these days, that if we had to fast and not speak, how much difficulty could have come upon us? However, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, when she went there and the people asked her, then what is this? That means, what is she carrying? Then she pointed towards the baby, meaning she pointed towards Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. She pointed towards Hazrat Jesus Christ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, speak from the cradle. This was a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said that Inni Abdullah Ati al-Kitab wa ja'alani nabiya, that I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have been given and granted and blessed with a kitab, with a book, and I have been made a nabi. So from birth, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ is saying that he is a nabi. And we know that the qualities of the Anbiya alayhi salam, the qualities of the Prophet, they are equal as far as Nabuwat is concerned. Respected listeners, here a point to discuss also is that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said that Inni Abdullah, he mentioned the quality of Abdiyat, the quality of servanthood. And this quality of servanthood, Abdiyat, is outstanding and is par excellent in each and every Prophet of Allah, in each and every Nabi of Allah. The quality of obedience to Allah, Abdiyat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we examine and we study and when we scrutinize the lives of the Prophets of Allah, that each one of them, they were obedient in totality to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never ever disobeyed the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not go against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are obedient and righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered in his dream to sacrifice his son Ismail, then he did this. Why? That was the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered to migrate and make hijrat for the propagation of deen, he did that. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given various orders, then every order was executed without questioning the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected listeners, continuing, that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he said that he is a Nabi, and he said that from the cradle, meaning that all Nabis are born muwahid, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when we examine and we study his propagation to his nation, then he discusses with his nation about the stars and the moon and the sun. Here we must realize that he was explaining to his community, to his people, that were inclined towards the worship of everything and anything, and also the worship of celestial bodies. So he was explaining to his people that, O people, you say that Haza Rabbi, that this moon or these stars or this sun, these are your Rabb or this is my Rabb. This cannot be. By way of explanation, by way of elucidation, and by way of example, he was showing these people that, listen, these stars here, you see them, but when the sun rises, they fade away. You do not see them. Then how can they be our Rabb? How can they be our sustainer and provider? How can they be one worthy of worship? Then he mentioned to them about the moon. And when the moon was no more visible, he explained to them that how can this be our Rabb? And when he took the example of the sun, and when the sun set and the darkness came across, then he told them that this also cannot be the Rabb. This cannot be our Rabb worthy of worship. Now we cannot say from this story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, by virtue of investigation and observation, came to the conclusion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Respected listeners, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was explaining to his community that the stars or the moon or the sun, and even those idols, they are not worthy of worship. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is worthy of worship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments are to be obeyed. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he gave the message of Tawheed, and our belief is that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, all of them, they are muwahid, they are born believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the Anbiya alayhi salam, they proclaim the message of Nabuwat, and they proclaim the message of Tawheed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, at the age of 40. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also at the age of 40, proclaim the message of Tawheed, of unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before the age of 40, every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every prophet and apostle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protected from sins and protected from error and safeguarded. His character and personality is safeguarded by Allah ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was a tender age, a friend of his invited him that let us go to Makkatul Mukarramah. This is the festival season, and in the festival season, in the days of ignorance and arrogance in Makkatul Mukarramah, they should be singing, dancing, and in various places elderly people should gather and narrate stories. Then they should discuss about the events which occurred. Poetry recitation should take place. So all these things, together with music and going around the Kaaba semi-naked, should take place. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was invited by his friend that let us also go to Makkatul Mukarramah. Because during those times, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was staying away from Makkatul Mukarramah, tending sheep, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accompanied his friend, but on the way rested under a tree and fell asleep, only to get up when that festival was over. The hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was over Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, protecting him, safeguarding him. Together with that, we have got another incident in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Kaaba was reconstructed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's age was 25 at that time, and everybody was giving a hand, picking up stones on their shoulder or on their head and transporting it near the Kaaba for the people to put it on the walls respectively. The method was that the youngsters of that age should tie up their loincloths on their shoulders or on their head and place the stone so that they could transport those stones there. But by doing this, certain areas of the body become exposed. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided or intended to lift up his loincloth, then he swooned and fell down. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want his areas to be exposed? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was protected by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the unseen hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in retrospect, we have discussed today about the sequence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is unique in His uniqueness. He is the creator. And the creation is unique in its uniqueness. But there are differences between the creator and the creation. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, followed by the Anbiya alayhi salam, followed by the Sahaba, the Khulafaya Rashideen. These are the sequences followed by the saints. And all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they are born believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness. In the next lesson, we intend discussing that why we have started discussing about the Anbiya, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and why we did not discuss Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first concerning beliefs, and why is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so important in our lives, and who is the most important person in a Muslim's life, and why is that person so important for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand these and comprehend these. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.